From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Russian military announced Thursday that the Syrian government is now in full control of the last rebel-held town on the outskirts of Damascus that was the site of a suspected chemical weapons attack over the weekend. Bronwyn Benito has that story.
The development would mark a major victory for Syrian President Bashar Assad, as the United States and allies consider punitive military attacks against Syria following the suspected chemical attack that killed 40 people. However, there was no official announcement by Damascus and no indication that Syrian government forces had entered the town of Douma. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The White House says the United States and its allies are still considering how to respond to atrocities in Syria and that many options are available. Zlatissa Hoch has more.
The White House on Wednesday denied that the United States has definite plans to carry out a missile attack in Syria.
That's certainly one option, but that doesn't mean it's the only option or the only thing that the president may or may not do.
But the spokeswoman confirmed that Trump holds Russia responsible for enabling the atrocities in Syria. Russia and Syria have both denied that banned gas was used in the attack on Douma late Saturday. Zlatissa Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
A pre-dawn Taliban attack has killed a district governor and at least seven police personnel in Afghanistan's southeastern province of Ghazni. Residents said scores of heavily armed insurgents participated in Thursday's coordinated assault on the governor's office in Khawaja Omari and overran the district center. Local authorities said the counteroffensive killed at least 20 Taliban rebels. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. The annual U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises currently underway have historically been a very public demonstration of force intended in part to counter North Korea's aggressive nuclear and missile tests. However, with looming diplomatic summits aimed at reaching a deal to end the North's nuclear program, media coverage of the drills has so far been limited. Go Myung-hun explains.
This is clearly in order to send a signal to North Korea that South Korea and the United States are not willing to escalate the situation any further.
U.S. President Donald Trump this week confirmed his administration is in contact with Pyongyang and expects to meet with Kim in late May or early June. Philippine anti-narcotics agents raided an illicit drug laboratory Thursday and arrested four Chinese nationals and four Filipinos acting on what the Drug Enforcement Agency said was a tip from their Chinese counterparts. Pernell Murdoch reports.
The suspects were arrested in three separate locations after agents took control of an illegal laboratory that was capable of producing 25 kilograms of methamphetamine daily. It came 2 days after Chinese President Xi Jinping met his Philippine counterpart Rodrigo Duterte in China's Hainan province and pledged support for his ferocious war on drugs, which has killed more than 4,000 people in the last 20 months. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. automaker Ford's premium Lincoln brand plans to build as many as five new vehicles in China by 2022. Ed Giles has more.
Ford is accelerating its rollout of Lincoln in China as a trade dispute ramps up between Beijing and Washington. The company has a lot to lose if it comes to a full-blown tariff war. China is the world's biggest market for cars. Ford is one of America's biggest car companies, and it's doing its best to boost sales there. All five Lincoln models are expected to offer hybrid gasoline-electric variants to help Ford meet China's tough new quotas for electrified vehicles. All of Lincoln's vehicles sold in China today are imported from the U.S.
That's reporter Ed Giles. Thursday, the Council of the European Union extended the sanctions put on Iran over human rights violations by a year until April 2019. The sanctions include asset freezes and travel restrictions against 82 people and one entity, as well as a ban on exports of equipment that could be used for internal repression and repression and equipment used for monitoring telecommunications. For additional stories, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.